This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10-2 on 670 The.
That's the worst of the sports hypothetical.
You tell him that.
I just did. He's listening.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the worst of the sports hypotheticals. But also, why? Why is this?
Because he likes chaos.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Now, why is that a bad hypothetical, Layla?
Because it sucks. Like, these are your options. The options suck. Patrick Manley, how are you?
I'm good. The question is, how are you guys? A little feisty this morning.
You've added to the feist. You've feisted us up even further with a question that you've asked, and Layla has taken exception to. This is the question.
These are terrible outcomes.
It's a great question.
So I was down in Florida for the Christmas week, and I was playing golf with a buddy who's a Patriots fan. We were talking about Ben Johnson versus Mike Vrabel, Drake May versus Caleb Williams.
Well, you said pick one, so I picked Ben Johnson. But yeah, I would right now as well, Layla. That's what makes me hate it, though, is because, like, it sucks.
If you're just taking his body of work for the season, the confidence we have in him as a head coach, I think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think Caleb is good enough to win a Super Bowl the way he's progressed to where he is. And most importantly, I think our run game can get us to a Super Bowl.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Crotty. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Who would have thought that one day before flipping the calendar of the year 2026 that we would hear an open like that that had a former Bear, Patrick Manley, saying that the Bears could go to the Super Bowl. It's mind-boggling every day. These little points, these little things you hear, the things that come out of my mouth, the things that come out of other hosts' mouths here on The Score. It's just really amazing as we welcome you into the Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've got Sean Sears running the world over there today. He is doing a solo show, and my guy, Gabe Ramirez, famously of the old G&G show, is in today for both Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi. What's up, Gabe?
You guys are welcome.
Thank you for being
here.
No,
not you. Not you and Sean. I meant the people listening.
Yes.
You know, that they get a G&G show. You're welcome.
You're being treated to this today.
I get asked to come in and they say, Gabe, can you work? And I'm like, Who's it gonna be with? And then they're like, Grody, in.
In, right. If it was like David Haw, you'd be like, oh, I don't know. About
I worked last night TV with David Haw in the Chicago League.
That's about enough of David Haw.
I asked him yesterday, I said, are you in this week? He's like, no.
Well,
no.
Let me tell you this about David Haw. I love when David Haw takes days off, not because I don't like hearing him. In fact, it's the opposite. I love hearing David on the radio. I love watching him on TV. But I feel like he should, at least if I was him, I would live in perpetual need of a day off because he does two jobs, including one where he gets up, I assume, at 4 o'clock or earlier every day.
Morning shows are tough. I did it for 14 years. And we had a holiday party last week or the week before, whatever it was.
Yeah.
CHSN. And so David's there. I'm there. Rudy Polinsky, Clay Harbor, et cetera. And I'm thinking to myself as the clock is ticking, I'm like, damn, only one of us has to wake up at 4 a.m. right now, dude. And it's you.
You're always thinking about it.
And sure. And then it's always like a game I play when I work with David late that I turn on the radio the next morning just to see if he's there or not. He always is.
And what he's sounding
always
like.
Is, yeah, always
is this
there.
Guy going to have energy? There's no way this guy's going to have energy at 5:30 in the morning. But he does, and he is terrific, and he's great, and all of that stuff, as are you, Gabe Ramirez.
Thank
and
you.
I am pleased that you're here today. Thanks for everybody for being here on New Year's Eve. If you're working and you're listening, shout out to you while so much of the world is off today, and deservedly so, I am sure, for all the people that are off today. But, oh, my God. Bears and Lions coming up, obviously, this Sunday, final game of the year, the 11-5 Chicago Bears against the 8-8 Detroit Lions, a far cry from where these two teams were at the beginning of the season, Gabe, and specifically in game two of the season, which was a, relative to sports, a sports disaster, a shellacking.
Yeah.
Oh, they were shellacked and lacked in all of that stuff in a 52-21 loss to the Lions, and with all that went with it, with all the Ben Johnson-ness going back there and the way he was rudely treated, Jared Goff ends up with 334 yards and 5 touchdowns. Two receivers over 1,000 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams were over 100 yards.
I was like, damn.
I got to check myself.
Slacking.
We're doing hyperbole today, folks. Everything's going to be exaggerated. No, they were both over 100 yards in that game. The Bears had 8 penalties in the game. Like, all the stuff. The defense wasn't there. Caleb didn't look great. Like, even though Caleb, like, was kind of inconsequential in that game because of the points that they put up. But, my goodness, Gabe, things have changed in a huge way for the Bears since then. Before I go through some of it and like we kind of bounce this stuff off, like the changes that have occurred for the Chicago Bears, when they were 0-2, and ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Bears were 0-2 in a bad way.
This year?
Yeah. Let's get rid of this. The bad loss to Minnesota because you had the game and then you blew the game. And it just seemed, and then there were things that went on and decisions that were made and plays that were made in that game that were bad. And I don't have to give any more details about a 52 burger put up on your team. How surprised are you that they have done what they have done since then? And how were you feeling when the Bears started off the Ben Johnson era at 0-2?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, right? Because when you're looking at most teams in the NFL, the assumption is that who they are in the beginning of the season is who they'll be at the end. At least that has been the case for the Bears over the last couple of seasons, because who they were right in front of you. It's rare, because you see it in baseball often, right? A team get hot right before the playoffs, and they take that momentum in. You hear Ben Johnson saying the Bears are going to be playing their best football in December. You can't wrap your brain around it after starting 0-2. And here they are, a team that you see them coached well and developed over the course of a season. And then you can pinpoint, like, oh, this team is significantly better than it was. The things that worry me the most about this game and the Lions specifically is that, you know, the Lions, what not a lot of people are talking about. Yes, they lose Ben Johnson. Yes, they lose Aaron Glenn. But they're playing a first-place schedule, right? Teams, as you can see, look at the playoffs and the top 7 teams in the NFC or even the AFC for that matter. They're very eerily similar. No team stands out as a sure front-runner for the Super Bowl or to win either conference. And with that being said, it's if you have a first-place schedule, it's just the luck of the bounce in some of those games.
It's hard.
And it's unfortunate that the Lions are 8-8, but you know, be careful as you, you know, kick them while they're down, because the Bears will then have a first-place schedule next year that they'll have to then deal with. And we all know as Bears fans, after a good season, the Bears haven't fared well the following season where I've had sustained success because of how the schedule is.
That's such a great point, like to just add to the urgency factor of the season.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like what I've been saying for a while this year is that, no, this is not just gravy. It's not just happy to be here. It's not, hey, we're just happy we got into this. If they lose in the playoffs, it's not good because, or it's okay because it's a free year. No, because guess what? What you said is spot on. The Bears are going to have a harder schedule next year. And Detroit Lions aren't going, like, they're 8-8, man. This isn't a franchise that went, what, 10 straight years with, like, under 500 records, including an Ofer and yeah. Rod Marinelli year. Like, the talent is all still there. They lost a step this year. They'll be back. You don't think Minnesota's going to get its bleep together?
And
they kind of are starting to get their bleep together. So it's like everybody's going to be back next year. The division is going to be crazy. I mean, we sort of had anticipated some of that this year, but not necessarily with the Bears. The division stuff is going to be nuts next
year.
This
is going to be a great division. And think about the Lions playing the Saints next year, you know, with a third-place schedule. Having to play, you know, those kinds of squads, right? The Carolina Panthers, not, you know, obviously they're at the top of the division, but with a crappy record. So when they have the luxury of playing a worse schedule, that is who you're going to have to deal with at the top of the NFC North next year. It's going to be tough. It's not easy. That's what I'm saying. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
And it's not. And then Grody and I were talking about this earlier. It's not as though like the Lions are going to lie down for you, and then the Bears, all of a sudden, just because the season's gone on, that they're now just 20 points better than the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are still a good team, and they want to prove that they're still better than the Bears despite the records.
Yeah, they are. Right now, the Lions are third in points per game at around 29. I think I rounded. Sixth in total yards, fourth in passing. And they are, the run game right now is 15th. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs over 1,000 yards, 1,143. Our old buddy David Montgomery, he doesn't feel as hurtful this year, 674 yards this year. So, yeah, to your point, like they still have a ton of pop on that offense, which will be good for the Bears defense to start to adjust and make good relative to what they've been this year and specifically what happened against San Francisco. You know, Aiden Hutchinson having a hell of a year still, you know, 13.5 sacks this year. He had two last week against Minnesota. So there is some real to those Lions as well. I'm not completely convinced, though, Gabe, that I don't think they can afford to lay down. If for nothing else, the pride factor still going up against Ben Johnson. I don't think Dan Campbell would allow for that.
No.
But human nature is huge in the NFL more than any other sport because of the stakes of the sport and injuries and things like that and business decisions and taking care of yourself. I've seen it a ton of times with the Bears where you can see them almost literally letting the foot off the gas, like an actual foot up off the gas pedal.
Yeah. And then when you look at just the stats, right? I mean, Colston Loveland, that game against the Lions, zero catches.
Isn't that amazing?
When we're talking about what's different between
that's a great one. That's
now,
a great one.
Luther Burden, one catch for 5 yards. So these are guys that obviously are going to play a bigger role. And Romo Dunze was healthy then. 7 catches, 128 for, and 2 touchdowns. Would have loved that the last couple of weeks.
Oh, my God.
But you're talking about the differences there. Kyle Manungai and DeAndre Swift, only 19 carries on the day. They're obviously going to have more than that. I mean, there's a lot of differences. And then when you're talking about the defensive side of the ball, not a ton of sacks. A lot has changed for both teams, you know. But I think the Bears, the biggest difference is you're talking about 2 weeks into a brand new offense. Clearly, we see the pre-snap motion and how effective it is in the present, and they just didn't have a good grasp of it by week two.
No.
So there's going to be a lot. The Detroit Lions defense's eyes is going to be moving in a lot of different directions. And I don't know. Are you expecting a blowout? I hear people talking about a blowout.
I don't think I'm expecting no. Okay. I never expect blowouts in the NFL, especially where the Bears are concerned. But you're right, like, about things that have changed. You brought up some of the penalties, too. Like, the Bears had in the – do you remember the game?
Oh, my gosh.
And the Bears are, like, not – have like they've been pretty, like, bad with penalties this year. They just had 10 against
yes.
Green Bay. I mean, and I excuse some of that because of the heat of the moment. But I remember distinctly – it was the Saints game when they win the game against the Saints, but committed 10 penalties. And when Ben Johnson is given his rah-rah speech, and it went on after the Washington game, too, where they had 9 penalties but won the game. It was like, imagine if we weren't committing all these penalties.
What we're going to look
what
like.
What we could be. Oh, my God. And they did cut down. Now, it's sort of reared its ugly head again recently, but they've gotten a hold of that. And the reason I brought that up is because you mentioned the pre-snap stuff. That's where a lot of the bad penalties were occurring. The run game you mentioned, post bye week is where that got right. Ben Johnson telling all of us, reporters, asking him, where's the run game? Do you need different running backs? He said, no, we do not need different running backs.
We got to block better.
I like our running backs.
We hit the holes properly.
Yeah, and he was right. He was right. And they got it together. The offensive line, the interior did not start well this year. They got it together. They know who their left tackle is now. They know that their right tackle took a jump this year. You said Luther Burden. Look at Luther Burden and Colston Loveland have been revelations in terms of their development. So a lot of really important things have changed for sure with the Chicago Bears. Let's keep the conversation rolling, though. We can continue to talk about this. Like, we've just scratched the surface on this matchup between the Bears and the Lions. But let's switch it up a little bit here into the importance of Caleb Williams maybe getting 4,000 yards this season. How important is that really for the Chicago Bears? And at the very least, passing up Eric Kramer's single-season passing record, which occurred in the year 1995 with Jeff Graham and Curtis Conway and guys like
dynamic
that.
Dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo, for sure.
I was 2.5 years old.
Well, I'll send you the story. I'll send you the book.
Yeah, give me the Cliff Notes on that.
I'll send you the Wikipedia page of Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears 1995 was pleasing to watch. There's no doubt about that. So we'll get into that. And I see, as usual, when there's a G&G show going on, the phone lines are always just bumping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.